everybody. How are we all doing today?
Pretty well.
Good. Very good.
Very good? Is that how you're doing?
That's how I am doing.
Well, he's had the scream bag. It's all done. The dogs have barked.
We're ready to go.
I'm well behaved.
Yeah, your dogs do not like him.
Not in the least. Like they hate him. They think he's trying to murder me, I think.
Neither do the dogs.
I don't like him
Galarian.
Either.
Oh, man.
You better watch yourself.
So, start of this episode, I just wanted to take a second. We've been through 4 encounters now.
Yeah.
And Pathfinder 2 is new to most of us. Just want to take a second and get each of your thoughts. So, we're going to start with Kayla. What do you think?
So, it's a love-hate, for sure. Like, I'm really enjoying the campaign setting so far in particular, but I find some of the nuances a little bit annoying. Like, having to pick up my weapon every time that I fall to the ground, which I feel like it's going to be frequently, as our wonderful game master loves to crit against me.
I think the kids would say, get good.
Or play a class that doesn't have low AC.
I'm only low on AC because someone insists that I keep raging.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, picking up my weapon, irritating. Very logical, but very irritating.
Well, so it creates the same dynamic as every other role-playing game. It just feels like you're losing something. So with the 3 actions in D&D...
Are you going to really argue with her feelings?
Yes.
Okay. Just getting that out there.
Your feelings are wrong!
Oh, I was saying your feelings... Listen, okay. Anyway.
I think your feelings are valid.
Thank you very much.
David, ladies and gentlemen.
So check off Doreen gets killed in this session.
Okay.
And you can't kill him. He's your mole. Yeah. Who else is going to remind you of your rules?
Yeah, me and Kayla have been trying
to
replace him.
I'm not killing David.
Yes, because he's your mole.
I'm killing Doreen. We're keeping him.
We're going to play a wizard.
Oh,
who's
well, I dug a hole in your
goblin.
Backyard for nothing.
Oh, what?
All right. Yeah, so it's the same dynamic as most other role-playing games where you spend your move action getting up and grabbing your weapon and then your standard action attacking. It just feels like you're losing something because you could have attacked 3 times. You know?
Yeah.
It's that, like, opportunity cost.
So you're losing that attack potential is what you're saying. It feels like you're losing it where you
but
are.
But only in Pathfinder 2nd Edition. Every other game, you would have been at the same place.
I think there's a little caveat to this because it's only happening on the player's side because we don't encounter any enemies so far where we down them and then their allies heal them and then the person that we just downed just lost.
And monsters don't have to unleash
their
claws. Do
not give Kenny any ideas.
No, I swear to God,
if somebody heals an enemy we killed this session, it is your fault you're fired.
I'm just saying that like that so far we've only seen us like lose actions effectively on the player side because we have to recover people. I mean, it's not fun to just let someone bleed out and you also want to keep your numbers up or the number of fighters up.
Just as a precaution, you're fired from the podcast.
Okay.
I mean, you make a very good point, David.
Oh, I thought I was the one who made a good point.
No, Jeff, you did not make a good point. David is not fired from the podcast.
We'll see about that.
Doreen still has to die today. That's on the to-do list. I can't remove it.
Is it a punishment to me or to the character? Because I actually feel like I would be better at role-playing an insane character. You played with me on other games.
It'd be interesting.
Yes, the sane character who literally goes up to everybody and whacks them with his shield.
My initiative board.
It's actually as effective.
Did you not grab that?
It's as effective as my short sword.
Okay, it's fine.
Also, Kenny won't let me stab turtles who are hiding inside of their shells.
No, you can't do that. They're hiding in their shells.
Why can't I poke at their necks?
Because they have shells.
That doesn't...
Listen, you're not turtly enough for Turtle Club.
Oh, man.
Anything else? Any other thoughts, Kayla?
No, I'm quite good.
All right, David, what do you think?
Kayla doesn't want to share her thoughts anymore. Because you were being so confrontational.
I just smacked down
your
feelings.
I feel like we might not have played optimally. I don't know. Because there was definitely a point where I could have saved us a heal, I think, if I hadn't prepared an attack and instead had just attacked on my turn. We're talking about the grave shells where they turtled. And so I was like, oh, it's more effective for me to attack later. So I readied something, spent my reaction attacking them. And then they started to just munch on Gwenok
when and that denied your ability to use your reaction.
Yeah, which would have let Gwenok, well, one, take less damage, but also move out of the way and then let me be a target. So, yeah, it was
It's one of the interesting things to learn about this system, the way the action economy and the reaction economy works, because in, you know, in 5th edition D&D, which we are all very familiar with, there are very few reactionary things you can do. It's mostly related just to attack of opportunity.
Yeah.
A couple spells, but in general, a martial class is only going to do an attack of opportunity. So you have a unique thing to this game where you can use your reactions in combat for... Mm-hmm. You know, protecting your friends, which is really cool.
Yeah, actually, I do enjoy that at first level in this game setting. Like, the game system, we're able to do a fairly, I mean, not a huge variety of actions, but as we progress and level up, I'm expecting to have our choices having become more complex. Or maybe the choices not be more complex, but at least have more options that lend to a complex, lend complexity to the battles. That will make it like we're going to actually have to coordinate things and talk about stuff before we get in a fight so we can position ourselves appropriately.
With things like multi-classing, the options are just so vast. You know, you can end up with a whole bunch of different reactions, a whole bunch of different actions to take.
I mean, multi-classing looks like it's a heavy investment in this game where you have to, if you're spending your own class feats to get worse ones. From another, or at least lower level ones from another class, which typically tend to be worse. Now, some of them do synergize. Like, if I happen to have had Doreen have 14 in dex instead of 10, then I would have been able to get attack of opportunity at 4th level instead of 6, which would have been great. But, well, I'm talking, I don't know why I'm saying that in past tense when it's sort of future, but I definitely don't want to, like, lose out on several feats.
Yeah, but it's to give your character more versatility rather than honing your skills to a fine point, and I think that allows for a lot of different builds in this game in particular, which I'll be excited to see from you guys.
I'm more excited to see when more books come out, like what some of the archetypes are within individual classes. Like specializations of sorts.
That'll be interesting. All right, thank you, David. And are you okay to talk over there, Jeff?
Yeah, no, I'm fine. Why would I not be?
All right. So, what are your thoughts on Pathfinder 2?
So, I like it. I think it's a good game system. It feels like it's got more variety available to you. You know, 5th edition, which I'm most familiar with, is very structured. You go down a specific path, whereas this one has all of the different feats available to you. It's more customizable, I think. But at the same time, it kind of feels almost more nitpicky of what you can and cannot do. But that's where you get to customize yourself versus just being very generic in many games of 5th edition that I've played.
I can see that. I that's definitely a good analysis, especially with things like even character creation where you pick your racial qualities. Where
right.
In, you know, 5th edition in Pathfinder 1, you basically just got a bucket that here's all your racial stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll probably forget 90% of this. So instead, you just pick the one you're going to remember, the one you're going to use. And it essentially works out the same because, let's be honest, how many people remember?
Well, yeah, tieflings get darkness for free. I mean, yeah,
I do.
You forget.
Actually, no, I forgot because I definitely had one of my players get killed through that.
Yeah. It's one of those little things about elves people forget.
They don't sleep. Well, they don't sleep, period. They trance. Yeah.
They just fell asleep while climbing a rope over a Spiegel spike pit. It was amazing.
Seems like something you wouldn't do while climbing a rope.
Listen, I don't know how you're climbing ropes, but that's the best way.
I mean, when naps are best.
Anywho,
we're getting a little sidetracked. That sounds like an amazing story that I want to hear sometime, but not when we're recording a podcast.
Okay.
So we're going to get back to the game. My personal thoughts on it, I am viewing it from the Game Master side of things, so my view is a little different than your guys. The monster variety is impressive. I have a lot more I can do with each monster that makes each monster feel different. You know, the grave shells popping in their shell, the bat getting that double buffet on as a reaction attack. It just makes these different enemies feel so cool and interesting.
Yeah. I noticed that too. I just forgot to bring it up. It's like, even amongst the player characters, you can get all these different reactions like we touched on before, but then monsters, I'm sure that they designed all of the monsters to have at least one special action or reaction.
Yeah, it definitely feels that way, and
you have to learn them.
I have been enjoying it, although it does make prep a little bit more difficult, because you look up the monster and you're like, this is a brand new ability that nothing in the game has other than this. Better work it in.
Yeah, I really wasn't expecting a level one encounter to have a reactionary ability that was AoE.
Yeah,
like, I was unprepared for that.
Yeah.
Well, like, so the cool thing about it is it only gets two wing attacks if there's two people nearby.
Yeah.
So the actual worst thing you can do
is gang up on
it. You know, you want one person in melee and the others attacking from range is the best way to handle giant bats.
Well,
you know that now.
Yeah, I mean, once it broke invisibility and came down and attacked us, you know, I mean, what else can we do?
Listen, your seek ability only does a 15-foot burst, and the ceilings are 20 feet high.
No, I totally understand.
But you said it was a large creature.
That would be a 5-foot gap that I couldn't see, and this thing was 22 feet tall. So, I don't know, Kenny. I mean, the math, it checks out, I think.
Yeah, it definitely checks out.
Speaking of checking out, what say we check out the rest of this dungeon?
All right.
Oh, segue.
I liked it. So, last time, you guys discovered an adult warg in a room nearby the warg pups and discussed a moral quandary the players were having that the characters did not, and you killed it. And you got to explore some more of the place. Turns out that this northern portion is basically a courtroom and legal library. You found some jail cells with some loot in it, killed some skeletons in one powerful healing burst, thanks to Naz, and explored some more legal library stuff, a clerk's office, a bunch of desks, fought a giant bat, and that's where we pick up. You guys discussed going back to town last time, but have opted not to do it because you are tracking down Calmont. So we return with where you guys are in the northern section of this keep, in the big room where you fought the giant bat. There is a door to the south. Anywhere else would lead to places you've already been.
I thought there was one room that we...
There are two rooms you have not seen in this northern portion yet. Only one is accessible from the room you're currently in, and is that door to the south.
Okay. Let's just continue south. And actually, no, we were being pretty thorough before. Let's go back where we came and then duck into that other room.
Okay, so you head back to the place with the warg puppies. Gwenog, do you want to stop and pet the pups?
I absolutely do. Naz is not allowed to pet them, however. They still don't like Naz. It's going to take a while.
I do not wish to pet the puppies.
Okay, and you head through the southern door of that room.
How does it feel to be a liar?
And
trained in deception.
And you see what appears to be a waiting room. Once plush crimson curtains hang in tatters on the wall, and scuffs reveal places where portraits had once hung. Trash and rotten food lie in heaps on the floor like tiny moldering corpses. Open doors lead to the north and the northeast, where you came from, and the southwest. What do you guys do?
I feel like this is where the bumble brashes have been leaving all their trash. Like, rude AF.
I'd like to look at the ceilings of this room.
You do. They are 20 feet up. There's some nice rafters.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Any giant
nice
insects?
Rafters that would hide giantly.
Anything to percept in this particular room?
You don't think so. Everything of value seems to have been stripped, and there's just rotting food trash.
So why don't we proceed to the next area, then?
This is a good sign, though, because, I mean, if you believe it's the trash room, then...
Yeah.
At least we've got a sign of the bumble rashers somewhere.
I mean, it looks like some messy goblins were just hanging out here, not really caring.
Yeah.
All right. So you will head southwest to that solid wall, which is a door, and into the next room. This wrecked room holds toppled shelves and filing cabinets. Its southern wall has entirely collapsed, revealing the verdant wheat and undergrowth outside. Where that little corner is collapsed in the initial setup, so I didn't tell you guys about. What do you guys do?
we want to percept for monsters? I say,
can we just like rifle through these filing cabinets and see if there's like anything of value in there?
Yeah. Everyone go ahead and make me a perception check.
I rolled a natural one. I'm pretty sure Gwenog doesn't know what a filing cabinet is.
Gwenog has a natural one. What is your total?
7.
All right, Doreen?
13.
Doreen gets a 13. Naz?
I've got an 11. I'm probably a little, you know, just worried looking up and looking
just
around.
Just constantly looking up for bad
rolls. Naz is like, hey, let's check the cabinets. Gwenog's like, yeah, the cabinets.
A mysterious entity rolls a high number.
I open a filing cabinet and a raccoon leaps out onto my face.
Can I get that book away from this table?
Are we using perception for initiative here?
I may do make perception checks.
Oh, cool.
It was an initiative check.
Cool. All right.
How is Kalmont alive? How?
He's probably... really strong.
No.
Or maybe he didn't go through the northern edge.
Yeah, I told you we should have used the front door.
Oh my god. We're almost at the front door. Anyway.
You are almost at the front door. Doreen, you are up. You are searching through some of these cabinets and the hair on the back of your neck rises. Something feels off. What do you do?
Something's watching us. I would like to whip around and take a look at the... I'm in a corner
the ceiling,
of a room.
The ceiling.
So I'll just, like, scan the rest of the room from my position.
Okay, so you want to do a seek burst?
Yep. Or the cone.
Cone in what direction? Towards the collapsed wall? Towards
collapsed the wall.
Where you've been? Okay.
Do I roll?
I roll that. What's your bonus?
4.
All right. That's awful. You are looking over there. Don't see anything. That's one action.
Do I hear anything?
No.
Okay. I'm gonna... I really don't know what to do. Maybe I'll just step forward and pull out... I mean, I already have my shield, but I'll just, like, raise it apprehensively.
Okay, so you raise your shield. And you've seeked once.
And I step out into the middle of the room so I can be the prime target.
Okay. You do so. And, you know, the other two of you are, like, looking around and... Stop looking over here, Jeff.
I wasn't.
And you see Doreen start getting very paranoid, and he, you know, is raising his shield, and he's kind of looking around and shifting closer to that collapsed wall. And as he does that, 3 giant rats burst out of the ground.
Out of the ground?
Out of the ground outside. And skitter in to attack Doreen. And so these are small creatures, so they can easily fill up that space. Ow. I hit myself. And they're going to get some attacks on Doreen. So they spend 1 action appearing, 1 action striding over to Doreen, and then each of them will attack Doreen once. They are not smart enough to try and flank or anything, so there will be no flanked attacks. So we'll just get going here. How does a 20 hit you?
That hits.
Okay. So this dirty rat bites into you for 2 points of damage.
Yuck.
You dirty rat.
And I need a fortitude save.
Can I, if I block all the damage, does that... I'm still hit.
Yeah, you are still hit. So
this rat just smells awfully terrible. Anyway, I'll just take the damage and do a fort save. Let's see. Ooh, that's a 10.
Okay. You feel fine. Dirty rat just bit you, but you feel fine. 2 more attacks on you.
Oh, really?
An 18?
That will miss.
All right, and then the final rat, we get a 13, so...
Wow, I should have chill blocked. Fuck.
Naz.
Wait.
Gotta put a tip in the swear jar.
Yeah, I guess I do, huh?
All right.
Well, we're PG-13. I think we get 1 an episode.
Yeah, that's mine. They're supposed to be mine.
I thought one of these rats, just from how well Kenny rolls, was going to hit me and do more damage.
Listen, of the 4 of us here, I did not think David was going to be the first one to drop the F-bomb.
I've had a rough day.
I lost the office pool.
You know nothing of rough day.
All right.
I would like to stride one square closer, so that way
No, no. So I'm still 10 feet away. I've got reach. And I'm going to bust out the old whip and hit one of these dudes. Whichever one successfully bit Doreen to get him to curse in such a manner.
We will call that rat number one.
Very well. Rat number one. An 18 to hit.
That'll hit.
It's just a flat roll on your die. You have no bonus.
What?
To shrank?
I just had to pick out the correct
die. He just wasn't ready.
Oh, how characteristic of him.
That is a 3.
All right, you whip it for 3 damage.
I was not expecting to actually physically attack anything.
And I have lost my pencil, but that's 3 damage, and we're moving on to Gwenog.
All right, Gwenog is going to step up to rat number one.
Okay.
Gwenog is going to get very angry, and Gwenog is going to attack.
Oh. Gwenog will have a natural one, as we expect.
Who bought you those
Doreen,
dice?
You're up.
Was it Kenny that got you those dice?
Also, Kenny, a brief correction. That is a 4 damage. The whip is a dex-based weapon.
No.
That doesn't do damage.
Doesn't?
It does to hit.
Never mind then. Carry on.
This is not 5th edition, sir.
I was just checking.
All right.
I wasn't checking. You were just
correcting. I was
incorrectly correcting him.
Don't make me come over there, Doreen.
Gwenog fails.
Yes, we know. Thank you.
And it is now Doreen's turn.
Wait, Gwenog failed? Okay. Wait, I hit something?
Stop. And stop.
Anyway.
Doreen's up.
I'm going to hit something with my shield.
Can we add spikes to your shield or something?
I mean, I did emboss it. Shoot. I just got a 9. That's awful.
9 to hit. That will miss. I'm sure you're shocked.
I'm very. I'll raise my shield and then make another attack against number whatever. Oh, my God. Even worse.
All right, so Doreen does some terrible, terrible attacking, and we're gonna get 3 attacks on Gwenog.
How 3? There's only one.
Number one is gonna attack Gwenog 3 times.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they get more than one attack, right?
I have an 18, which I believe will hit.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next two will miss.
Gwenog, did you want to move out of the way?
Nah, I'm good.
Okay. You'll take 4 points of damage.
Noted.
And I need a fortitude save. Kayla is now changing dice.
Successfully, I might add. That is a 26 fort save.
You feel fine.
I do feel fine. You are right about that.
Then Doreen is going to get 6 attacks here.
Woohoo!
Start off with the 2 main ones. Are going to be misses.
I get a feeling that these are the first monsters that we fought that are the same level as us.
Second one will miss. And then the final attack, they basically need to roll flat on the die. Yep, miss.
All miss?
Yep, you get 3 attacks from these tiny little rats and they just miss terribly.
Oh, cool.
Naz, you're up.
All right, I will stay where I am and attack rat number one. That is an 18 to hit.
That'll hit.
For 4 damage.
All right, you strike it with your whip for 4. It is still kicking.
I will do the same again. Another whip attack. That is going to miss terribly.
Okay.
And then
one into minus 10.
Let's do it. That'll also miss terribly.
Did I see a minus 7 to hit there?
Something like that.
All right, we are moving on. It's going to be Gwenog's turn. Can we kill one of these rats, guys? They're rats.
Look, I'm actually hitting them. Didn't know Nazgul Ruth Al's initials were MVP.
That'll hit.
Thank goodness. I should just grab these rats. I don't even know what I'm doing. I can't do
13
damage.
13 damage.
All right, you kill rat number one.
Phenomenal.
Doo-doo.
I will step up, and I will attack the next rat.
Number 2.
Go for it. Come on.
16 to hit.
That'll hit.
19 damage.
Wow. Yeah, it's dead.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you swing a giant-sized axe at a tiny rat.
Yeah. Number two just goes down in one swing. Doreen.
I think I got some rat guts on Doreen. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you might.
Your
have.
Breastplate used to be clean and shiny.
I'm going to draw my short sword and try to stab it twice. Just to please Kenny and the dice gods. Oh. Look at that, it's an 11.
Well, that'll miss.
That's a 5.
All right. So Doreen is terrible, as we all knew. The giant rat will see that you killed its friends, and it will try and kill you. And the first one will be a 22 to hit. I will need a fortitude save.
25 on the fort save.
All right, and you take 6 points of damage.
I reduced that by 3.
This was the best thing I ever did.
take 3 less damage, and right. If you want, you can get out of the way.
Do you want to move, or do you want to stay there?
I will take a 5-foot step back for free, yes.
Okay. It will then turn its direction to Doreen.
It doesn't want to spend an action to walk up to her and then attack?
It does
again.
Not.
Wow.
It does not. A 22 on a natural 20 roll will be a confirmed crit.
Yep.
So you are going to take... I don't want to be sorry.
A lot of damage.
You will take 12 points of damage, and you don't need to make a fort save. You're fine.
Does anyone have any means of curing disease?
No. Listen, he feels fine. And then final attack will be a miss. Naz, you're up.
All right. Let's keep on whipping. With an 18 to hit.
That will hit.
For 2 damage.
All right.
That's... Took 1 step.
Oh.
And then this is a minus 5 on the next attack?
Correct. Minus 5.
13 to hit.
Then. That will miss.
All right.
Gwenog, finish this off.
22 to hit on the first attack.
All right.
Oh, yeah. It's upbeat just in time.
I'm actually pretty sure you kill this thing with just your base damage.
17 for the rat splatterer.
Yeah, it's dead.
Well, you hit that rat slightly harder than that rat hit Doreen.
Hey, Kenny did say he was going to kill Doreen this session.
I did.
So when the boils and lesions start appearing on the skin, we know what's happening.
Yeah, and we didn't rest.
I just need
rest,
to roll
so
a die here, guys. Heal. Don't worry about this die I'm rolling. It has nothing to do with Doreen. Interesting. All right, so you guys take care of these giant rats, and you go to the mound where they kind of had dug out of to attack you. And you can find basically a half-eaten corpse. Ooh. That they were munching on.
Of what size? Is that a halfling?
No, it's a
sized corpse.
No, it's a human body.
Okay. How much is the corpse worth in gold pieces?
It's worthless. It's priceless.
Does it have a heart still?
Unlikely. The hearts are the most delicious part of the body, so the rats probably went after it first.
I thought those were the eyes.
No, it's a common misconception. It's just you have to work harder to get to the heart. So a lot of people just don't put in the effort.
However, on the corpse's belt, there is a bandolier with 2 minor healing potions.
What?
Those will be helpful.
Those could be somewhat helpful.
1 for Doreen, 1 for myself?
Sure, but I can... How injured are you?
I'm fine.
Thank you.
It shouldn't have been that difficult of a question.
Listen, I have things meticulously plotted in different areas of the notebook. I have 14 of 22 health. Heaven forbid I take thorough notes.
Is everyone okay with us taking another 20 minutes?
I take thorough notes, too. Excuse me while I go read my notebook.
Is it okay if we take 30 minutes?
Jeff is officially away from the table.
Yes, I think that's fine.
All right. So you guys want
to
rest?
I just pray.
For,
I pray to roll higher than a 10.
Okay. So go ahead and roll your healing checks, right? Your lay on hands?
You don't roll it. It's just 5.
Oh, it's just 5?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You get 5.
Never mind then.
I get 10.
All right.
Because I took that hit for you.
Spent about a half hour healing. In this room, there is a door leading further south in a different section of the dungeon.
While they're healing, am I able to, like, you know, listen or see if I hear anything else moving around in the area?
You should scout out ahead of us.
I don't think I should scout out alone at all.
I think you should split the party. Naz goes alone.
I
yes,
like
let's
this.
Put the cleric out on its own.
You know, Naz, could you also declare you're ready to fight with that initiative with your exploration action so you don't see any traps?
Do we have, like, a bat call that I could blow?
I believe it's a signal, and you can only see it in the air outside.
Is it daytime?
Yeah,
it's making its way into evening because you guys have spent quite a long time looking around.
It only took a half hour to get here.
That's
but a good point.
We have human-sized legs.
You spent about a half hour in a couple of the different rooms. You spent a half hour here healing. Like, it's Time is passing.
That bat fight, I think, was 2.5 hours long.
Well, so remember, the arson took place at approximately noon.
Oh, right.
And then we resolved the arson, went and talked to people in town, and then came here.
Okay. How about this? Let's figure out the way that we, or to at least make a better guess about how Calmont came into this place.
We're like outside in like a courtyard area. Like this crumbled wall leads into like just outside.
Yeah, it leads just outside the place completely.
Okay.
There is a southern door though to this room leading further into the dungeon.
I would imagine that Calmont probably came in the front door.
Right.
Because here's the thing. Calmont is not working alone. I would bet anybody a fancy fountain pen right at this second.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I could back that.
Yeah, so whoever let him in probably just let him in the front door.
Right.
Because he's in league with some other villainous entity. So let's just keep crushing the dungeon.
Yeah, that works for me.
All right, so you go through the southern door. Same exploration actions. I'm going to both Doreen and Naz are looking for traps.
Correct.
Yeah.
And Gwenog is weapon ready.
I mean, Gwenog can't be anything else. She's living her dream right now. Like, killing those rats was the best moment of her life.
You enter this southern door, and you are at the bottom of a battlement. And so you can look up about 35 to 40 feet ahead of you. Above you is stone, just a large tower. There are no ways to get up there. This is just, yeah, you're in that center portion. And from this tower, there is a door to the east and a door to the southwest. Where would you like to go?
Let's go east. I'm feeling east.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You open that door to the east, and it opens to a stretch of hallway where the wall to the south is completely collapsed in just a giant mass of stone. So you are on the inside of this collapse. Like, you can barely walk through this hallway. You can see what would have been the remains of a door on the far side, but the rubble makes it impassable.
Is it possible to shift that rubble, or is this like a, we can't get into this room by any means?
You could spend a couple hours shifting rubble if you wanted to.
This seems like a once we have the castle keep activity, that there will be something back there. But this is not a right now activity.
Right.
So let's backtrack and go southwest, because apparently east was the wrong answer.
So you head southwest and you find another section of this long hallway similar to the first, but this one is not collapsed. And so you follow it south all the way and you enter another tower section. There is a door further to the south and a door to the east in this tower. Where would you like to go?
And just for thoroughness' sake, is there anything perceptibly valuable in either of these rooms we just passed through?
This is like where guards would patrol and things if there were guards. But there are not, because this is abandoned, sort of.
And you said the doors were where?
There is one to the east and one to the south.
East is going to be right eventually. Yep. Let's go east.
Okay. You head east and it leads to what you think would be a small guard post. And there's another door straight east. But other than that, there's nothing of interest in this room.
East, baby. All the way. Ride or die.
Yep.
Okay.
Hopefully just ride.
One more time.
Well, in Doreen's case, that disease is going to kick in someday.
Yep.
When you enter this room, I will get to the description of the room in a second. You hear sounds coming from the north. It sounds like a series of barking growls, claws scraping stone. And even further in the distance, the sounds of goblins, a goblin voice, and a halfling voice arguing.
Sorry, yeah. No, let me go. And the halfling saying, shut up, you. Tell me what I want.
And you hear this argument going on.
Okay. So, Gweta, are you ready to go and splat some little halfling?
We have to keep Calmont alive. By the way.
Yeah, I checked. He's not worth anything dead.
How does non-lethal... Oh, I think I remember. If you want to attack someone non-lethally with a lethal weapon, you just attack with it untrained or one stage less or something than your current
Untrained.
Okay.
So lucky for me, a whip is always non-lethal. You want to borrow it?
All right, so you guys,
if you're okay with a minus two, you
can ignore the room you're in and just run north.
Yeah, we don't want that goblin.
We gotta save what remains of the Bumble Brashers.
Yeah.
Okay. From Kalmont.
And then we're gonna tell them to get out of our house.
Well, and if we get Kalmont now, we can return to town, rest, and then come back.
That'd be so much better.
That would be excellent.
This will work really well if this is Kalmont. If it's not Kalmont, I'm gonna feel like a real jerk.
Who else would it be? His brother?
Short, so you enter a large courtyard. A short flight of stairs leads down from the crenellations into an open-air courtyard surrounded by imposing octagonal walls, while a heavy iron gate separates it from the halls to the south. The heavy iron gate is raised, by the way. You can just walk through. A few errant milkweeds and tufts of crabgrass protrude from the cracked cobblestone flooring. The ground to the west is sunken in, creating a natural pool of rainwater. To the north, the battlements have partly collapsed into a huge mound of stone and wooden rubble, under which some sort of reptilian creature seems to have been crushed. The top half of the flight of stairs rises up the battlements above the collapsed section of the walls. Broken plants from the bottom half lie amid the rubble below. A thick rope has been affixed via a grappling hook to the lower portion of the stairs, dangling down to within a few feet of the top of the rubble pile. The desperate shouts and barking growls continue in here, but now their source is obvious. The shouts come from the battlements above, where a few goblins and a halfling man holding another goblin at knife point can be seen. The man seems to be threatening the goblins, while the goblins look like they're pleading for mercy. The source of the growling is of a greater concern, though, for it comes from a large draconic beast not far away at ground level, roaring at the delicious but inaccessible prey above. So you guys rush forward, and you see this giant dragon-like creature. How about we roll some initiatives?
Okay. I'm sorry, the dragon-like creature was below us?
It's below the goblin.
It's on our level.
It's in the courtyard, and the dragon-like creature is looking up like, I want to eat those things.
Yeah, they're threatening the goblins with throwing them over. But there's a grappling hook, which is in this courtyard area, and that leads up to where the goblins
and the halfling are, yes.
Okay. There's no way that we're going to surprise them.
I mean, have they already seen us?
Not yet.
Okay.
This monster might have.
Yeah, the monster definitely knows you're there.
Can we just close this door?
it's a large iron gate. You'd have to, like, figure out how to work it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It might be broken.
And it might be able to breathe fire through the gate.
Oh, how much experience did we get for the rats, by the way?
We'll deal with that later.
Okay. Cool.
We'll deal with all that at the end.
Because, like, if we double back,
why are you rolling Victor? Why are you singing?
I do what I want.
The Final Fantasy victory.
That's copyright infringement, Kenny.
Because I'm about to win. All right, Gwenog, what did you get?
I went back to my original dice.
Yeah,
how'd that work out for you?
5 on the die, and if it's perception, then I have 11.
Okay.
Durbin? See, I paid extra for dice that roll really high.
Well, I have this other one that does just fine.
I got an 11 as well.
All right, Doreen also has an 11. Naz?
I'll go with 21 because, you know, money talks.
Okay. So, Naz, you are up first about 30 feet away from you. You see this dragon-like creature. It's, like, standing at the where the rope is hanging down and, like, doing that dog at a tree, like, trying to eat what it can't reach.
So do we want to fight this thing, thus alerting, you know, Kalmont up top that we're here, or do we want to double back, you know, close a door, find a way up top, and resolve that situation?
I feel like we're going to need to at least check out the area, just peek our heads in there and look about and figure out if there is another quick way to get up. Because, I mean, if we don't act fast, that goblin might die if they just throw him over in the first place, so I don't...
Right.
Just from the impact, not even being munched on.
So this grappling hook that we saw as well, is this between us and the dragon?
The dragon is at the grappling hook.
Okay.
Awesome.
Okay. I mean, there must be a way up onto the battlements other than a grappling hook.
Maybe.
There was a stairwell, but it's since collapsed.
Awesome.
So that section of collapsed stone in that hallway you found, that would have been stairs as well leading up to the battlements.
Okay. In that case, I would like to stride behind Doreen, and I would like to ready an action to whip this thing if it comes close to us.
What about recall knowledge?
That would also be a thing, yes.
Okay, you can do that, so you don't want... What action do you not want to have taken?
I would like to... Well, I mean, based on our marching order, I'm probably behind Doreen already, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So I would like to remain where I am, recall knowledge.
All right, nature. What is your Arcana bonus?
Arcana bonus.
Yes. Are you trained in Arcana?
No.
Then you cannot recall knowledge on this creature.
Well, then. More of a nature guy. All right. So I would then like to ready that action to attack with my whip if he approaches us.
Okay.
Do you want to cast Bless on us?
Sure, yeah.
I'm sorry. I just feel like I don't want to tell people what to do.
Right, so
we're going to die.
Let's go with Bless, then.
All right. And what does Bless do?
It's a 5-foot burst around him that's continuous so long as he concentrates. And every turn he concentrates, it increases in the burst size by 5 feet. But it gives him and us and his allies plus +1 to attack rolls and saving throws.
Nice.
I believe.
Right. So...
Is that all right?
Yeah.
How plus many actions is it?
2.
So I hide behind Doreen.
Correct.
And you cast Bless.
Done.
Did you say a status bonus?
Is a... +1 status bonus to attack
rolls. So it stacks with conditional bonuses.
Nice. I don't think I've even seen a status bonus in this game yet.
All right, so you guys enter. Naz casts his spell, and the dragon-like creature turns and looks at you. And it will stride over to Doreen, because Doreen is in the front.
Yay.
And it will take 2... It takes 2 actions to do so. So it actually moves a little slow. And it gets up to you. And it will attack you with its jaws. Its big old dragon jaws. For a 29 to hit. I'm going to guess that's a crit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you get your shield up and stuff?
Even if I had my shield up, it would still be a crit.
No, your exploration activity was
look for traps. Yeah, cool.
So I'm going to roll a big old d12 here. And you're going to take 20 points of piercing damage.
I really should have laid on hands myself one more time before this.
Didn't we?
No, I mean, like, spend another 10 minutes.
All right.
I think we did.
Yeah.
We're moving on.
No, I mean, I'm down.
This
by the way.
Dragon creature comes down and just takes a huge chunk out of Doreen and, like, lifts him in the air and, like, slams him in the ground a couple times. Gwenog?
So, I am suddenly unsure of whether or not we should be fighting this thing. Real talk.
We didn't have a chance to move. We couldn't even get away. You just had us roll perception. He just ate me. You save yourself. It's over for Doreen.
Look, he said he was going to kill Doreen today.
It's over.
All right, so this is a real question. Are we fighting this thing or are we running?
Look, I've got 1 heal left. I can get him back up once.
That was a critical, I will remind you.
That was a critical?
Yeah.
I've got to peer at his dice and see what bonuses it has.
I got a d8 plus 8. It has a +4.
We do have some potions.
D12 plus so 4.
Do we want to just try to... I say
you split its neck.
I will...
Your weapon is already ready to go. That was your exploration activity.
Perfect. Doreen, am I within melee distance of it already? Since I'm right beside Doreen.
You guys had said specifically you wanted Doreen to be in front to look for traps. So you would need to take a step, but you could take a step and be...
So is that count as an action, or do they still have 5-foot steps?
No, it's an action. Everything is an action.
All right. Step rage attack.
Which dice are you using? It matters.
This apparently. Is important. Lie about it. Lie about it. Just lie about it.
Lie.
10 to hit.
That will miss this creature.
Mm.
All right, Doreen. So, fun fact, you're at dying 2.
Because it critically hit me.
Because you were critically hit.
Nice.
So, you need to make a flat check. The DC is 12. So, just d20. Got to get a 12 or higher.
Am I, like, grappled by it, too?
Nope.
Okay, you saying that my body was lifelessly being thrust up and down as it
that was flavor thrusting. Okay. Yes.
I shouldn't have said that word. Anyway.
Wow, if you could see Jeff's face when Kenny said the word flavor thrusting.
I feel like...
He's doing well, actually. I'm surprised. He's holding back.
Here, give me a candid for social media.
I feel like I should use my hero point early so that we can end this fight faster. So it's not like I'm spending my turns just like down.
You can do that. So you can spend your hero point, and it'll take you to one, and you'll get your full turn.
Okay. I was not holding any weapons, so I don't have to pick anything up.
That's true. Your shield is strapped to your arm.
I'm just going to stand up, raise my shield, and hit and attack it.
You should just strap your axe to your arm, too.
Ooh, a 19 to hit. Please tell me that hits.
19 will hit.
Oh, God. Thank goodness. 7 damage.
All right, so a couple things are going to happen.
Oh, no. Don't you dare.
When you smack it...
It unleashes bats.
It rears back angrily, and you see this black cloud coming out of its mouth, and it just spits it at you and Naz. So I will need both you and Naz to make me a fortitude saving throw.
Do we take half damage on the... On a six. Oh, I need to see if I can.
Just make a fortitude saving throw, and I'll tell you what happens.
I got a 21.
Sorry, so Kenny, we're all damage. A little stressed right now. Like, throw us a bone.
I've got an 11.
What the heck? Okay, you are both going to be sickened one.
Oh,
cool.
Okay.
And so it breathes out this noxious, bad breath that just, it's, ugh. And you are both sickened one for the time being.
I was afraid it was going to do damage.
That is basically going to be minus one.
Wait, I got a 21.
Okay.
He got an 11.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, you're sickened two. Sorry.
Okay. David! Sorry. I swear to God,
I was
going to
get away with it.
So it turns out that bless only affects my allies, so you're actually not blessed because I hate you.
So... Seriously, David is a mole. You planted him. He's a plant.
So go ahead and text us and tweet at us if you want to be part of the Heroes Wanted podcast.
Moving on.
If you're not, a reptilian,
that's all
jerk.
That happens. David sickened one. Dorina sickened one.
I thought that I was going to be zero.
For things like that, it's usually critical. Success will mean nothing. The save or suck stuff has been kind of removed from Pathfinder. So that's minus one to hit. I think minus one to AC as well.
I'm looking it up right now. Okay. I'll follow up.
Well, we'll figure that out. And that was all of your actions, so we're on to Naz.
I got sickened here. It's you feel ill. Status penalty equal to value on all of your checks and DCs. You cannot willingly ingest anything, including elixirs or potions, while you are sickened. But you can spend a single action retching in an attempt to recover, which lets you immediately attempt a fortitude save against the DC of the effect that caused it. And if you succeed, you reduce your condition by one or by two on a critical success.
All right.
So, Gwenog, do you need to be healed? Because I ain't healing Doreen.
I'm okay. You should probably retch first.
Okay.
And then go from there.
So I will
or
do
could,
so.
Do you want to save with the singing? Or
I'm sorry, what?
All right, you got a bunch of stuff. You decide.
Do what you want.
Do what you want.
So I figure I would retch once and then double action heal Doreen to get him some health.
I think the bless goes away if you don't spend an action on it. Is that how concentrate works?
Yes.
Yeah.
You have
so
to spend
I
an action
spend
concentrating
concentrate
on the
action.
Yes.
Okay. So I will concentrate and I will double heal Doreen because. Being okay. Sickened doesn't affect that.
Correct.
I'm only
it doesn't.
Sickened by his actions for 12 health.
You're sickened by David's actions. Doreen's doing great.
Doreen is not doing
Doreen
great.
Doreen can't kill a rat.
Interesting point. And to that effect, it is now the monster's turn, which you don't know what this thing is because you haven't made the check yet.
Well, none of us can.
None of us can.
None of us are trained in Arcana.
So it is going to lash out
at
one of the two of you.
The one who hit it?
It's going to attack Gwenog.
No.
Gwenog, it snaps at you with its big jaws. Yeah, we'll do that. Oh, for a 29 to hit.
All right, Kenny, you're fired from the podcast.
I'm going to say that's a crit. And you're going to take 20 damage. Yep, that happened.
At least you raged, right?
Wow.
At least a little bit of that off. Is it going to keep attacking? Does it look like it's going to keep attacking her?
I am not. I am unconscious dying one.
Can I?
Well, dying two, actually, because that was...
I am unconscious and dying two.
Does three extra health let you live?
You are right. It does let me live.
I would like you to step away.
Thank you. Well, no, I actually forgot about my temporary hit points this time.
Oh, so that's keeping you
alive. I am alive anyway. With two health.
Okay.
And you said you can reduce it by three and let me step away?
I can, but if it chooses to attack me, I can reduce that by five.
Okay, well then I will stand still with my...
Hopefully it does not attack you again?
Yeah, if it crits me again, it can kill me outright.
It will then slam its tail around at both of you.
Oh.
I need athletics. It makes an athletics check. What are your fortitude DCs?
18. It'll be 10 plus your 10 fortitude plus bonus.
17.
And it knocks both of you to the ground.
Wait.
So you both are tripped.
Does our DC go up when we're blessed and we get a bonus to the saving throw?
No. That's for actual dice rolls. Unless it says DCs increase.
Nope.
Butts. And then it's Gwenox's turn. You still have your weapon held. It doesn't make you drop your weapon, but you are pro.
So it'll be a stand and two attacks.
Yeah.
More or less. 10 to hit.
So your other option, you could spend a hero point instead of reviving to reroll a die, if you want.
I think we're about to need those revives.
I will spend that hero point and reroll. For 21 to hit.
That'll hit.
Yes.
17 damage.
For 17, as you take out a huge chunk of this creature.
Right, I'm going to make my second attack.
It's only at a four. Because of the bless.
Getting rid of the dice box. Seeing if that helps.
She's putting it under the table to hide it.
Oh.
No.
How convenient. Just slip the die away.
Does 12 hit?
No. Doreen.
Man. I'll raise my shield.
It looks like Gwenna took a fair chunk out of this thing.
Okay, I guess I need to help keep her up, so there's no action for distracting it or anything. What size is it?
It is a large size creature, so this is a very big dragon-like creature.
I'd like to try to grab it, because it's only one size larger.
Correct.
I mean, it's probably really difficult to, but if I can make it so that it has fewer actions, just by any means, then I like to try that. So
okay.
I got an 11 to grapple it. Does that work?
That will fail. Okay. You try and grab this giant scaled dragon.
Oh, right. I also needed to stand up. So that was two actions, and I raised my shield.
Okay.
Oh,
Naz, they need your help.
So I want to check something.
Yeah.
Let's
check it.
The spell harm. Is this require an attack roll? Because
does it say save on it? In the spell description, it'll be da-da-da-da-da-da, save.
No.
Next to range.
No. Range varies. Because I could spend two actions to pump it and then give it basic fortitude save. Should I attempt to kill this thing? Because I had to prepare spells. I have one harm. I don't have any heals. I might as well spend this harm.
Yeah, you absolutely should.
Two actions.
Because I'm out of heals.
And that's going to be 2d8 damage?
It's going to be 1d8 plus 8 damage.
That's only if you're healing undead, I think.
He's looking at the spell harm.
I know.
He's reading it from the book.
I know, but it's like they're just the inverses.
Oh, that is if you are healing an undead creature. Otherwise, I've just got a 1d8
and then
negative damage to it.
Well, if you're doing it with one action, but then if you do it with two actions, it adds a d8, correct?
No.
What?
It adds 8.
It adds 8.
Never mind then.
But
they changed it again.
All right, so I'm hearing basic fortitude save.
Basic fortitude save, yes.
What is your fortitude DC? Or what's
my
the DC?
My spell DC is 17.
That's pretty good.
Ooh, it'll get an 18.
So does it take half?
Yeah, or
does
it will take half.
All right. 10.
Okay, so it takes 5.
And that's my harm.
And it's your turn.
You
still got one action left, right?
My other action, I can continue to concentrate on Bless.
Yeah.
Done.
Okay. This monster is going to do... Is everyone up?
Yes.
Yes.
Standing? Okay. It probably should have done this last time. It is going to body slam first, because it gets a bonus to attack you if you're prone. Would have made more sense.
Those attack options?
It does. A 24 will probably beat both of your 42 DCs.
Yeah.
It does.
And then it's going to munch on one of you two.
Does the slam have an attack trait?
It does not.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it can just attack us?
Well, it calls it a trip. Just trip. So trip probably has...
Yeah, that's an attack.
Attack trait. Yeah, so I will say that it does. It will attack Doreen.
Cool.
And so you are flat-footed. So you have
I'm flat-footed, but I have a minus two, but then it has a minus five.
Why does... Oh, because it's attack. Yeah.
Yeah.
That will probably not matter. It gets a 20 to hit.
That's a hit.
And you will take 15 points of damage.
Good thing that I raised my shield. I will block 5 of that.
Nice.
I'm at 3.
And your shield's broken, I bet.
Yes.
But that's its turn. Gwenog, you're on the ground again.
All right, Gwenog will stand.
Come on.
And
deliver.
Pray. 20 non-natural to hit.
That'll hit.
17 damage.
And you slay this thing. You bring your neck splitter down and, like, land it right between the eyes. Just, and it, you know, sputters for a moment. And then,
this is for you, Uncle Rorsk. I knew I'd make you proud.
And as you slay the creature, you hear goblin voices calling from above.
Help! Help us! This halfling's insane!
And we'll see you next week.
If you're doing it with one action, but then if you do it with two actions, it adds a D8, correct?
No.
What?
It adds 8. It adds 8.
Never mind then.
They changed it again. All right, so
sorry.
I'm hearing basic fortitude save.
Basic fortitude save, yes.
What is your fortitude DC? What's
my
the DC
spell DC is 17.
Okay. That's pretty good.
That
will take half.
Right. 10.
Okay, so it takes 5.
And that's my harm.
And it's your turn.
Still
got one action left, right?
My other action, I can continue to concentrate on Bless.
Yeah.
Done.
Okay. This monster is going to do something. Is everyone... Probably should have done this last time. It is going to body slam first, because it gets a bonus to attack you if you're prone. Would make more sense.
Those attack options.
It does. A 24 will probably beat both of your 42 DCs.
Yeah.
It does.
And then it's gonna munch on one of you two.
Does the slam have an attack trait?
It does not.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it can just attack us.
Well, it calls it a trip. Just
that's an attack.
Attack trait. Yeah, so I will say that it does. It will attack Doreen.
Cool.
And so you are flat-footed. So you have I'm flat-footed, two.
But is, oh, I have a minus two, but then it has a minus five.
Why does... Oh, because it's attack. Yeah.
Yeah.
That will probably not matter. It gets a 20 to hit.
That's a hit.
And you will take 15 points of damage.
Good thing that I raised my shield. I will block five of that.
Nice.
I'm at three.
And your shield's broken, I bet.
Yes.
But that's its turn. Gwenog, you're on the ground again.
All right, Gwenog will stand. And
deliver.
Pray. Twenty non-natural to hit.
That'll hit.
Seventeen damage.
And you slay this thing. You bring your neck splitter down and like land it right between the eyes. Just and it, you know, sputters for a moment. And
this is for you, Uncle Rorsk. I knew I'd make you proud.
And as you slay the creature, you hear goblin voices calling from